Welcome back. We continue trying to make a kinyan in Parashas Shabbatim. Mar brings a maisa which is similar to the maisa of Shrine Gavoy according to the Mufiyasis chat, but it brings it for a different chiddush. The next five incidents in the Gemara are all incidents where Rava, the Iker Chiddush of the Gemara is that Rava said that a certain time is a good time. That's the main Chiddush. Kederech Hashas, Agav, there'll be other Chiddushim that we learn from here. But the Iker, you'll notice, in this Maisa and the next Maisa and the three after, they're all cases where Rava validated a Taina, and it's a Chiddush that it's a Taina. My boss, Bahai Besa. Somebody came, Marikama, and he told the Muzik, what are you doing in my house? Now, before we start the case, the Rashbam tells us right away, my boss, Bahai Besa, Shakol Yoidim Shashali Hoya. What's shot in the Rashbam? What does the Rashbam mean? Shakol Yoidim Shashali Hoya. What's he telling me? The Mori Kama comes and he says, I'm a Mori Kama. Shakol Yoidim Shashali Haya. It sounds like he's saying that if you want, I can bring Yoidim. I can prove it. Shakol Yoidim Shashali Haya. Plenty of people know it was mine. That's what the Rashbam is saying. Lafuke. Is he coming to exclude? What would be the din if not Hakol Yoidim Shishali Haya? What would be the din if you can't prove that it was, that he's a Mari Kama? What would be then? Vice does from this Rashbam that if he can't prove he's a Mari Kama, just that the Muzik is Maida, that he was a Mari Kama, he would lose. Isn't that what's from this Rashbam? That's a chiddush. You have to see why it's a chiddush. The Rishbam is saying shahakol yoidim. Everyone knows. I can prove I'm a marikam. Vaisaisim this Rishbam that if I can't prove I'm a marikama, just that the muzik is moida, that the marikama will lose. What's the hesber? Why does the marikama lose? What's the hesber? No. Why does Marikama lose if he can't prove he's a Marikama? The other person's Maida, he's a Marikama. Moses is Maida, Maida, you're a Marikama. So why does he have to prove it? What? But why does he have to prove it if the other person's Maida, that he's a Marikama? So why should he have to prove that he's a Marikama? So the answer is, because then the muzik will have a migu. He'll have a migu. We're going to have to believe the muzik because he'll have a migu. I could have said, you're not a marikama. You can't prove it only through me. This says that you only know I'm a marikama through me. Then you're giving the muzik a migu. And the Rosh in Simen Aleph in the beginning of this parak said that if the muzik has a migu, that the muzik wins whatever time he's going to time it. So if the muzik says, I bought it from you, and I have a migu, I could have denied your marikama, I'll win. The Rosh said that in Simen Aleph. And it appears from this Rashbam that the Rashbam is saying the same thing. It's an innocent looking Rashbam. My boss, Bahadeh, Hakol Yaidim Shishalihoi. It's a chiddush. Rashbam is saying that it must be Hakol Yoidim, because if not, you would lose. Not you would lose, why would you lose? I can't think of any other pshat except that otherwise the muzik has a migu. Okay, now I hope you all understand. For today, this is a good pshat in the Rashbam. Problem is that tomorrow, in the next sugya, we're going to see that the Rashbam really argues with that Rosh. And the Beis Halevi, this is a kasha. That the Stira and the Rashbam. That the Rashbam in the next sugya holds that the Mosek doesn't move with an eagle, that it could have denied your Marikama. And he asked a kasha from a Rashbam and Dav Chav Tes. B'chayri could have asked him this Rashbam. This Rashbam, for today, it's very good, it's very geschmack. The Rashbam says, Akol Yaidim, without Akol Yaidim, there would be an eagle and you would lose, period. That's the whole story. So, tomorrow we'll have to come back to it. But make sure you understand the tutsdadim here. The lechayr, the pashtus is like the rush. If you can't prove your marikama only because the muzik is maida, so the muzik has an ego. He could have denied your marikama. So this we're going to come back to in the stomach tomorrow. Let's go weiter in the ma'isa. Ha'ud amal al-chabri ma'ibos ba'ibaisa. I should mention the Beis Halevi does not ask from this Rashbam. I don't know why, that bothers me. He has theorists in the Rashbam. But from this one, which is the one right before the sugya, for some reason he doesn't ask. There may be some reason why this Rashbam is different. I don't know. To me it looks like he asked from here. Anyway, let's get back to the ma'isa. Amal al-minasa vinte. He said, I bought it from you. And I had it ready 3 years. Why didn't you make a machar? I was far away. So Vice says from this Gemara that that's a good time. I was far away. It's a good time. It's not the Chiddush of the Gemara. As a matter of fact, in Mukiyas it says it's the Chiddush of the previous Gemara of Shmuel Gavoy. It's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is the next piece. Amalayho isli sadi the chalshata hava osis plasim yayim. I have witnesses that every year you came for 30 days. Amalay plasim yayim yibishukai hava terimna. He said, I taka came for 30 days. I was torrid. The whole 30 days I was torrid in the shuk. Amarava ovid inish the chal plasim yayim yitorrid bishukai. It makes sense. It makes sense that all 30 days he was torrid in the shuk. Now, there are two ways to learn this Gemara. The Rashbam brings his pshat and the Yesh Mefarsh. The first one is the Rashbam's pshat. Rashbam is saying, I was far away, and therefore what? The first pshat is, since I was far away, I did not hear about the Chazakah. I was far away, and therefore I didn't hear about the Chazakah. I was in town. I was in town for 30 days. I also didn't hear about the Chazak. I was so torrid. I didn't hear anything. I didn't know what was going on in the world. I was busy with my own shuk, my own market, and I mamish didn't hear about it. That's the first shot in the Rashba. I didn't hear about the Chazak. The Yesh Mefarshim, which Rashbam brings very bekitzer, but the Yesh Mefarshim whole vice dice, he did hear about it. Problem isn't he didn't hear about it. He heard about it when he was far away. But to make a macha far away, it's far away. He didn't want to make a macha, I would think, because maybe if I make a macha, you're not going to hear it anyhow. What's it going to help if I make a macha? I'm far away. I should have made a macha when I came. When I came, the shuki had a turin. I was so busy, I didn't have time to make a macha. Those are the two pshat. So he was here for 30 days, and he was so busy that he couldn't do anything. What about Shabbos? What did he make a macha on Shabbos? Huh? Did I make a macha on Shabbos? What?
Right.
He went home every Shabbos. It says he came every 30 days. It wasn't like today, there was no TWA. You know, they traveled, they were there for 30 days. So why didn't he make a bacha on Shabbos? So he didn't hear about the Chazak on Shabbos. Nobody talks about business on Shabbos. Bacha, they got to make a bacha on Shabbos.
think you're allowed to.
To prevent the hefsid mammon.
You're allowed to.
Huh? I don't know anything they should have the cash with them. No?
Maybe he was so tired that even on Shabbos he was tired. No, on the Shabbos he had to catch up that Yomi for the whole week. So he was tired for the whole week. Basically. Anyway, these are two pshatim in the Gemara. What to do with Shabbos, I don't know. But these are two pshatim in the Gemara. First pshat is that I didn't hear the chazaka. Second pshat is I did hear the chazaka. But making a machah didn't make sense to me. Because you wouldn't hear the machah. Or maybe because I waited till I came in. Would be. I think it's easier for me to learn that I didn't make a machah because I'm far away and not going to hear the machah. What's the machlaikis to pshatim? I don't mean what's the machlaikis pshat wise, but in din. There's a nekuda here in halacha that the two pshatim are arguing about. What's the nekuda samachlaikis? He was far away. This still we could prove he was far away. No shadow of his nemah. He definitely was far away in a faraway city. It's a faraway city. First pshat says faraway city means I didn't hear the chazaka. The second pshat says faraway city you do hear a chazaka. Just it didn't make sense for me to make a machah. Sounds like they're arguing. If when a person is far away, if there's such a time, I didn't hear about the chazaka. No, that's what it sounds like. First lashon is saying, I was far away, I didn't hear about the chazaka. Then Rosh Bam holds it that that's a legitimate time. I was far away, I didn't hear the chazaka. Second lashon doesn't like that. Why does the second lashon like it? Second lashon apparently holds that even if you're far away, you still would hear about the chazaka. The person finds out about his own house, his own field. The person asks about his field, asks about his house. You would have heard about it. It appears that the machlaikis, the two lishaynis, is the asperious sadistic machlaikis. If a person could taina, I was far away and I didn't hear about the chazaka. Is that a logical thing?
That you heard about far away, but when you were doing that, it should be heard about it.
Yesh Mepharshim, it's true that in the Rashbam he doesn't say anything about hearing it. All he says, Beshuki have a turin of Aloya Lipni and Limchais.
So,
could have made.
Oh,
good, because then he came back at the end of the year 130 days. When he went back far away, he should have made a lacha in the next 11 months.
Obviously, he didn't hear about it far away, he heard about it.
No, I'm saying that you can't make a machah far away. Because the shitasva, that you could make a machah far away, why didn't he make a machah in year two or year three in the first 11 months? It must be that you can't make a machah from far away, for whichever reason. So otherwise, year two or year three should have been. It sounds like the only reason I could think of that the second pshat would not hold of the first pshat is because the first pshat has to say that I'm far away, I didn't hear the chazaka, and the second pshat is not nicha with that. And that's why the second pshat holds that what's not heard from a great distance, a macha. From the church band. Because he says that the Bechal works the Chabra Chabra his way. Okay, then the previous Rashbam, Tzechen Tzu, a Mishnah Mamed Ches.
Mishnah Gemara and Amichas, which we'll see in a second. Just right, let's take a look. On Amichas Aminalef, there's a Mishnah that talks about this topic. If you can be Mazik in two different cities, one person is in one country and a person in a different country, not like today that there's always traveling from one to the other. So there the Mishnah says, Sholei sharatzes l'chazaka, Yehuda eva yardin v'gol, Hayya b'Yehuda, hichzit v'gol, or v'gol, hichzit b'Yehuda, in a chazaka. Achyeimai b'medina achas. The Mishnah says b'feirish, that if a person is far away, far enough away, like Yehuda to Galil, which were two Medinas in that time, there's takanat a chazaka. Why isn't it a chazaka if he's far away? Why is it a chazaka if he's in a faraway city? What's the answer? So you have two choices. Either because you didn't hear about the chazaka, which is right, Rashbam's first check. Well, because he did hear about the chazaka, but make a macha senseless if I'm so far away, you're not going to hear it anyway. Right? So the two pshatim of the Rashbam are two pshatim in that Mishnah, just like the two pshatim here. I told you when we started, the chiddush of this sugya is not the shuki barat. The chiddush of the sugya is that Rabbah said, Yekataina, I was busy 30 days. The shuki barat here fits a Mishnah, that's why it has. That if you're far away, it's not a chazaka. Tosfos says that there's a svara that you hear chazaka more because the person asks about his field. He inquires. People come from out of town. He says, oh, did you see the house? Is it okay? And he inquires. Tosfos holds it easier to hear chazakas than to hear machaz. Machaz, no one inquires. Did somebody make a machaz? The person buys a field. He doesn't think anybody's going to make a machaz. So it's easier to hear chazakas than machaz. So L'chaira, the two pshatim of the Rashbam here, are two pshatim in Yena Mishnah on Lamed Ches. Problem is... So that's the problem. The problem is that the Rashbam on Lamed Ches, only says that you know why if it's two different countries it's no good? Because it's not a machah. Because it's not a machah from far away. Because ain't shiur is mitzuyas mizul bezul v'lo yavim mechaz balakarka mechaz she'ain mishiyagad lo yavimazim shemichazeh. The Rashbam there and Aflam it says seems to be like our second shot, which the Rashbam dismisses in our sugya. It seems to be a steer in the Rashbam. Our Rashbam is saying that the reason that far away is not a chazaka is because you don't hear the chazaka. And the Rashbam on Lamed Ches is saying, like Tosfos says on Lamed Ches, that you do hear the Chazaka, but you don't hear the Mecha. And that's why far away is no good, which is our second shot. So we have here a major problem in the Sphere in the Rashba, in the Rashbam. The Rashbam here goes with the Shita that far away you don't hear a Chazaka. And the Rashbam there goes with the Shita that far away you do hear the chazaka. It's just a macha, which doesn't make sense to make a macha because no one's going to hear it. So it appears to be a problem, a stira, stira sarishba.
But there's still that person who
The Mishnah is open to any interpretation. The Rashbam could have explained that Mishnah, just like our Gemara. That he kind is, I never chazak. The Mishnah only says the words, Yehuda Lagalu is a chazak. That's what it says. Chazak Shalai B'Fana have a chazak. Why? Why not? So why did he say that he heard about it? He, you know, it's Rashbam holds that Shuki. So what you're saying is one of the Mahalchim, or the Sidus said. Okay? He's saying the Sidus is Mahalchim, the Gemara. But first, this Stira in the Rashbam, this is a Stira, which appears to be a problem. The Ktsais and the Tumim and the Nesivis all ask the same stira, but they ask it as a stira in the Rosh. The Rosh here in our Gemara, Daf Lamed, Simin Vav, says two things that appear to be a stira. He says, like the Rashbam's first chat. First, he says, like the Rashbam's first chat. He says that it's not heard to a distant place. The Chazak is not heard. And then, in the very same piece, in Simin Vav in the Rosh, at the end, he says that Chazak is here, even far away. Machlais don't go far away. But Chazak is, you do have far away. So the same stira, we at least have a stira from Daf Lamed to Daf Lamed Ches. Here, in the very same Rosh, the Rosh starts off by saying, he says like Rashbam's first chat, that I didn't know you're living in my house. And then he ends up that Hachazok and Nishmas, Afilu Bebedina Acheres, Kedibuchas L'Kamon. He's Daf Lamed Ches. So they ask a stir in the Rosh better than a stir in the Rashbam, because the Rosh, it's mamish in the same piece from the beginning of a shtickle to the end of a shtickle, it's exactly the same stir. So make up your mind. Do you assume people hear Chazakis to the next Medina, or do you not assume people hear Chazakis to the next Medina? So the Ktzois has one mahalach to answer, and then the Sivis has another mahalach. Let's see first the Ktzais. The Ktzais in Kuf Mem Gimel, Sivkot Me'alach, answers that Avada, it's emes like on Daf Lamed Ches, that a Chazaka is Nishmas, even far away. The Ktzais is going to name on that way, the whole Perek, that Chazaka is always Nishmas, according to the first shot, according to the second shot. You hear a Chazaka in the other city. When we say that I didn't know, I didn't know you were living in my house, it means during the 30 days that I came in, I was so torrid that I forgot this yediyah, which I knew for 11 months. I knew you're living in my field, in my house. I knew it. Shachachti ha-yediyah. This thing that I knew, I forgot about it. I wasn't conscious of it. When I was here for 30 days, I didn't know you're living in my house. So since I didn't know you're living in my house, I didn't make a mechah when I was here for 30 days. For the 11 months, you know why I didn't make a mechah? Because those 11 months, I was far away. And far away, it doesn't make sense to make a mechah. The 30 days I was here, I lo yisiyadeya. Here, I mamish forgot about it. I was so torrid that I forgot about it. That's the Ktzais's chat. I don't think that the Ktzais fits into the Rashbam's lashon. What? Saying the Rashbam is not the same. The Yesh Mefarshim hold that he's saying, when I was here, I knew you were in my field. I was so tired, I couldn't make a mechad. No, but that's fair. Because if you knew about it, how much time does it take to make a machal? You thought two people love you, make a machal. The first shot is that when I was here, I didn't remember you in my field. It's not that I didn't have enough time. It's that I didn't remember you in my field. Now, I don't think it's possible to learn the concise into the Rashbam. Because the concise is saying that during the 11 months he did know, only during the 30 days he didn't know. Right? That's what Tzitzis is saying. For the 11 months, I knew you there, because you hear Chazakis too far away. When I was in the other Medina, I knew you were there. Chazakis are heard far away. Just when I was here for 30 days, I didn't know. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says Ana b'shuki b'roi havoi. We're not talking about the 30 days. We're about the 11 months. And there he says, lo yodati l'chem l'mechisim. The Rishbam says it on the 11 months that I didn't know. When I was away for 11 months, I didn't know anything about this. So the Ktosis Pshat does not fit into the Rishbam. Into the Rosh, it fits beautiful. The Ktosis is saying it in the Rosh. The Lashon of the Rosh, when he says, I didn't know you were living there, is Kol Klos and Yoimin B'shuka Havetarinna V'loi Ha'yisi Idea Asha'a Ha'yisa Dar B'beisi. If it's beautiful, he's saying the 30 days I didn't know you were in my field. He says the 11 months I knew, the 30 days I didn't know. So the Ktzais is saying it in the Rosh. It fits very Gishmak into the Rosh. It does not answer the Stiris HaRashbam. So Rashbam is saying that the whole 11 months he's tiny, he didn't know. Now Kopanim, it answers the halfway, it answers the Stiris HaRash. So again, what are we saying now in the Ktzais? That the assumption is a person always hears, no matter how far away he is, the assumption is that he hears it to another Medina, Chazaka. Bukha is different. Bukha is not Mishmas. When you see this, it has a different Mahalach. The Siva says that Stama, we assume that a person who's far away hears the Chazaka. That's Tafavit Ches. Stoma, we assume that a person hears a Chazaka. And even if he's far away. And that's what it says on Lamech Ches. Gemara Lamech Ches is saying, Hayav Yehuda, Bahayav Agol. So, it's not a Chazaka. Why? Because he won't hear the Makar. Chazaka, Stoma, a person does hear a Chazaka. Zotin Nesivis, that's Stoma. Stoma, so we assume, no matter how far away you are, that you ask about your fields, you ask about your houses, and you know what's going on. And that's Tachlan and Ches. Our Gemara is talking with a person, Tainas, I didn't hear. Our Gemara is talking with a person says, I was Bishuki Burai, and Lo Shamati, Lo Yadati. I didn't hear anything, I didn't know. It's possible. Far away, the sensible time. Zot in the Sivas, the Chiddush. Bezdin Stoma assumes a person far away does not hear. Same as the Ktzos. But if the person is going to tie up the path that Lamaisa, I did not hear. So Bezdin Stoma assumes you do hear a Chazak. But if a person will say, Pem Mole, a Taina, I was far away and I did not hear. Something to see this, that he's Naaman. And that's our Gemara. So now you can't ask a stira from Daf Lama to Daf Lama Ches. Rashbam here is talking with a man tainid, Ano b'shuki b'roi havi, v'lo yadati, l'kach lo mechisi. A taina works. Daf Lama Ches, it's talking stoma. This is the Ktzos. This is the Nesivus, right? Now, the Nesivus is Teretz, stims very well with the Rashbam. I don't think the Nesivus is Teretz is good like the Rosh for the following reason. When we learned Choftes Amid Aleph, why is there a Chazok of 3 years? So the Gemara had a few pshatim. The Gemara ended up that Shalosh Shanim is Darin Ish Peshtare. The famous Shalosh Shanim was Darin Ish Peshtare. That's what we had on Chavtas. So we had a number of pshatim in the Rishayim. The Rosh's pshat was that Takanas Gimel Shanim is a Takanas Rabbanim. That Be'etzem people would hold Shtaris forever, as long as they need to. Bad some people would hold shtaris. Lamaisa, it's going to cause problems later. How long could you expect someone to hold it? So Chazal made a takana of 3 years. That up to 3 years, you get 3 years to make a machal. And therefore, the person, memela yolds a shtar for 3 years. Since the Rabbanah made a takana, the average person is meichel within 3 years. So therefore, they made a chazak of gimel shtarim. And the takana de Rabbanah is a takana sashuk. It's a takana for the benefit of the business world. So we shouldn't demand of people to hold shtaris for dire generations. Somebody in a house for three generations, the last, where's your shtar? They won't have the shtar. So it's a takana de Rabbanah. The Rabbanah said 3 years, and that's it. And they told the Lepuchas, after 3 years, you don't have to hold your shtaris. Today, the government says, for 7 years, you have to hold tax documents, you have to hold 7 years. After 7 years, people shred them, they get rid of them. After 7 years, you don't have to have them. Same thing, Chazal said 3 years, you have to have shtaris. After 3 years, you don't have to have them. That's the Shitas HaRash. That this whole parrot of Chesed Simul Shanim is at the Kana de Rabbanah. We didn't have any other Rishi that held this way. Tzais was Mafdik this Shita. But the Rosh held that Chesed Simul Shanim is at the Kana de Rabbanah. If it's at the Kana de Rabbanah, the Mesivis doesn't make sense. The Rabbanah made a Takana, they told people, after 3 years you can get rid of your Shtar, it's no problem. So comes in the Sivis, he says one exception. There's one exception. If after 3 years, the person's going to taina, I was Bishuki Baroi, and I didn't hear anything, then you better have your shtar. So everybody, what do I gain? What do I gain with this Takana Sashuk? Rabbanah said, you can get rid of your shtaris for 3 years, unless he taines, I was Bishuki Baroi, and I didn't hear about the Chazakah. Like the Rosh, that the whole purpose of Gimel Shanim is a takana for the benefit of Lekuchis. Lekuchis should have the mind at ease. After 3 years, you don't have to watch Yishtaris. It has to be that there's no taina that could come after 3 years. It can't be. It could come with a normal taina, and it works. And this is a normal taina. But Stama, you're allowed to assume that far away he doesn't hear it. If I'm a Yehuda and he's in Galil, so he's far away, I have to hold my shtar. Rabban did make a takana for that. If I'm a Yehuda and he's in Galil. However, if there are times that he comes in, and there are times he has opportunity to make a machal, he should be able to tie that in here. Okay. Could be. But Pashtus, the Rosh would not want to say such a Kiddush. Go on.
I was in the house for 3 years. He walked through.
So if he walks through, you watch your star.
No,
but that wasn't the case. I mean, if you would win with the time he didn't walk through. Tosafot said. So Tais said you would move with the Taina. Tais is bottom Tais, but Shmuel
Gavoi. He lived there. Everybody knows he lived there.
So you might need to walk through.
I don't know he walked through.
No, Tais said, Nirali Shailai, Eidim Shailai Shmuel Gavoi. If you're not Maida, if you can say he didn't walk through, then you're talking your ass, you win. If you say he didn't walk through, you win. You wouldn't win with such a Taina. It has to be that you know he walked through, that you're Eidim walked through. Akoponim, it would be very, it seems to work out very gishmak. There's the Ktsaisis Teretz and then the Nesivisis Teretz. The Ktsaisis Teretz fits beautiful with the Rosh and that doesn't stem with the Rashbam. The Nesivisis Teretz fits beautiful with the Rashbam. I'm tiny, it doesn't fit so beautifully with the Rosh. There's no problem. The Ktsaisis Teretz will stem with the Rosh, the Nesivisis Teretz will stem with the Rashbam. And Shalom al Yisrael, we have two Teretzim. And one teretz will stem with each of the stiris that we had, and the neila there's no problem with the sugya. This is the way it would seem to learn up the Rosh and the Rashba. Okay. There's one more nekuda in this Gemara that's of a major issue, and that is the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef here in our Gemara says that from this Gemara we learn a new chiddush. Listen to this chiddush. Muki Yosef says, and here it's mashma, that chazakis depend on the end. All chazakis depend at the end of the 3 years. What I mean to say is that if a person spent 35 months in a place where you can't make a macha, it's far away, and the last month in a place where you could make a macha, if it wouldn't be that he was tarik b'shuk, he would be expected to make the macha in 1 month. He can't say, what do you mean? You have to give me 3 years to make a macha. I didn't have 3 years, I only had 1 month. Nothing doing. If at the last month of the 3 years you're in a place where you can make a macha, see, it goes by the last month. And he says the reverse is true also. If for 35 months you're in a place where you could make a macha, and the 36th month you're in Galil, you're far away, so then there's no time to you. What Yosef says, then you have a good excuse. The 36th month I wasn't here, and that's why I didn't make a macha. Dr. Muki Yosef, from this Gemara we see this chiddush, that everything goes according to the end. You don't say a person's expected to make his macha immediately. Person could wait. Someone's squatting in my field. Fine, I don't need my field today anyway. I won't say anything. I'll say it later. Not like a Ramban. We had a Ramban that a person makes a macha right away. And that's a nature. A person makes a macha right away. Yeah. But the, what?
The Ramban was a negative.
Could be. But Nuchi Yosef Lamaisa says, from here it's mashma yehacha, the ain't sarach shiyah ma'ara kol ha-sholosh b'mokim shiyach ha-limchais. Dafka b'seif ha-sholosh. What? How do you see Saif? How do you see Saif? Still you see Saif from the Shukei Barai, that the fact that it came to the Shuk, So how do you see Saif? Maybe here it's because he was here for the 3 months, three times. Maybe because he was here in the first year, he was in the second year. How do you see it? Okay, good. What? Okay, well, I will end. And see this, ask the question. It says it really, ask the question. It says, it asks how you see it from the sugya. I'll get to it in a minute. But just first, before we get to the sugya, just the lumdis of the Muki Yosef, then we'll get to the sugya. In the lumdis, the Muki Yosef is saying that you could go 35 months in a place where you could have made a macha, and you didn't say anything. And if the 36th month, basically you had a chasna in Switzerland, and you flew off to Switzerland, and you were in a place you can't make a macha, and you were there for a month, so it's okay.
More time do you get?
That's okay. Is it a month or a week or a day?
36 months.
Oh, how much more time do you get when you get back? Stavi only gets that month to replace that 36 month. You don't get it in 3 years. So when you come back, you get that 36 month back. But that's a stitch. It doesn't stim well with the Tachanas Chachamim because the person has to hold it an extra month. The only way they'll stim is if you'll say that he should know that the other person is in Gaul. The other person is far away. Well, if he's living out of time the whole time, that the Mishnah Lamaches says he has to know. Hayyab Gaul, Hayyab Yehuda, so then you have to know to hold your shtaris. But if he just went away for a month or a week, it doesn't seem. If I was making a Takanas Chacham, I wouldn't make such a rule. Anyway, this is what it says in the Muki Yosef. Ktsais, Kuf Mem Gimel Beis, previous Ktsais is Kuf Mem Gimel. says a very innocent thing. He says that the Mugiyaisif is the Shitasai from Perek Ketzer HaRegel from Baba Kama. And in Tzechen Tzu, the Mugiyaisif Shita there, which you'll remember we've spoken about many times, that Chilase B'Pshia, the Seifei B'Ainis, is a Ainis. We've spoken about this in numerous Tziurim. We had it last year by Mazik. If someone lets his animal go in a field where it's Pshia, that'll be Mazik. But it was a Mazik Pshia. The animal fell. He fell off the edge of a cliff and he broke something underneath. The Tchilasi Pshia v'Seifa v'Aynis. So Muki Yisus said, you're an Aynis. Even though Tchilasi was Pshia, if Seifa was an Aynis, then you have a din oinus. We talked about it by davening, the same thing. If someone could daven mincha, he has the opportunity to daven mincha from noon till half an hour before shkia. He had opportunity and was pesheya, he didn't daven. And then the last half an hour when he wanted to daven, he was an oinus. He had to go on a medical emergency, because of the fascist, or something happened that he was an oinus. So the halacha is he could daven tefilas tashlumin. Even though pesheya, if you miss davening the pshia, you can't pay back. But tefilas the pshia, the sefer ba'ainis, someone goes to sleep, it doesn't set an alarm clock. That tefilas the pshia, the sefer ba'ainis. When he went to sleep, he was pesheya. When that last half hour came, he was asleep. He was sefer ba'ainis. So the mukhi asushita is that you're ba'ainis. So if it says, he's drawing the Shitasai over here. Same thing here. For 35 months, could be a Tzipshia. Why weren't you Maisa for 35 months? Why'd you wait to the 36th month? Could be. He was Takapshia for 35 months. But if the 36th month he was an Ainus, then he's off the hook, he hasn't been Ainus, and it's a very nice Tzushtel of the Tzais. One Mukiyaisif to another Mukiyaisif. Anytime you have Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'inus, you should go back to our discussion of Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'inus. Who argued, you remember, the Shiter argued in Muki Yisif, that held Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'inus as a Pshia was, there was a Rikivein on it, there was a Rishi. I gave you a simon, I had to remember. See, some of them only work for the person who tells it. It was the Sefer Aguda. Was Machmir. And people couldn't remember if the Aguda is the Machmir and the Muki Yisif is the Machmir. So I told them, remember that in Kemp Aguda they're very strict. So Sefer Aguda is Machmir. Right? I'm strict compared to other camps, not compared to normal. So Sefer Aguda was Machmir. They said, Tzilasi B'Shia, Sefer Bayim is a B'Shia. What the Ktzai seems to say is that the Sefer Aguda is not. This doesn't hold with the Sefer Aguda. Sefer Aguda will hold. That for 35 months you are Pesheya, and 1 month you are an Ainus. That's a Pshia. Now, if it's not for the Ktzais, I would say here it's different. But the Ktzais, Shtel Tzu, maybe he does mean it, maybe he doesn't mean it. He seems to say that Mukhiyais will Shitasai. He's implying that if you don't hold by the Mukhiyais, that you wouldn't say this Chiddush of the Mukhiyais. So then, if for 35 months you didn't make a bacha, and the 36th month you were an Ainus, tough on you. You should have made a bacha in the beginning. The Ramah paskins like this, the Muki Yisif. Kuf Mem Gimel, Sephalus, Sephalus, I don't remember. The Ramah brings this, the Muki Yisif. In Hilchus Nedarim, if you remember, the Ramah brings a case of a person who made a shvua that he's going to do something within, let's say, 30 days. But for 29 days he was Pesheya, and the 30th day he was an Aitis. So there, the Ramah brings both shitas. He brings that light, Nuki Yisif Shita, you're a einus on your shvuah. And like the aguda, you're a peshay. Now, if gemina there, as the man said, if I don't do this within 30 days, then something should be asa to me. So the muki Yosef holds, you're an einus, doesn't become asa on you. The aguda holds, philosophy of shia, the site of einus is a shia. So the kasha would be, why in Hilchas Nedarim he brings it, he brings the aguda shita, and why here he doesn't. That would be the first kasha you would ask on the Ketzos. Why in Yeridaya he brings it, and here he doesn't bring it. Now if you remember, when we learned Bava Kama, I didn't know this Ketzos. I don't think I ever spoke about this Ketzos. But I asked a different steer in the Ramah, from Hilchis. The Magen Avraham asked this steer in. In Hilchis Tvila. Like Tashlumin. It's the same as that Kasha. In Hilchis Tashlumin, we paskin that if in the beginning of the Zman Dev Davin, you're a Pesheya, and at the end you are an Inus, the Shulchan Aruch just brings the Mukhiyasa Shita that you're an Inus. And in Hilchis Nedarim, in Yaradeya, he brings the Aguda. So the Magen Avraham asked, why in Yaradeya he brings both Shitas? Why in Hilchis Tefillah, in Zimin Kufches, in Arachayim, he only brings that you're an Inus? So I was thinking, we have to go back to our notes above the camera. See how he answered the Kasha on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's Kasha. Why the Ramah brings two Shitas in Yaradeya and one Shita in Arachayim? And if it answers this Kasha, it'll be very geschmack. It'll be good. So there, we spoke out of some Sefer. Some Sefer said a Svara that's very mistaver. He said, any time you're mechuyif to do something early, you're mechuyif to lezariz atzmai, to do it as soon as you can, then the aguda holds, chilasei b'pshia, the Sefer Bayanis is a pshia. You should have done it right away. You're mechuyif to do it right away. Any time you're not mechuyif to be mezar as yourself, you're allowed to wait. You're allowed b'chatzalot to wait. Then, philosophy b'pshia, the sefer b'ainis, is an ainis. So that's the sefer answer. Bain Nedarim, if you make a shvua, you're going to do something. So because the shvua is nizdaz kol aretz, the whole earth shook because of hilchei shvuas. If you make a shvuah, you mechuyev lazariz atzmai to do as soon as you can to be mekayim shvuah. So there, the aguda holds chilasi b'pshia. The sefer b'ainis is a pshia. Why? Why is the sefer b'ainis a pshia? Because you have to be mezariz yourself. Mechuyev to do it right away. By davening, if some sefer held you're not mechuyev to daven early as man. Person is allowed to wait for chatzilah by nitzvah for sure. You're allowed to wait till plag, so you're not allowed to daven by plag. So by davening, you're not mechuyif to daven earlier. You're allowed to wait for the latest man. Sisters no chiyuv lazaris atzmai. So therefore, some sefer held that the aguda would, at least the way we explained it, some sefer said slightly differently, but the way we explained it to Magen Avraham, the aguda held that that's why over there it's an oinus. And some sefer said, if you'll hold, you're mechuyif to daven right away. Then it'll take a b'pshia there. If you hold that you're mechuyif lazaris atzmai to daven, which some sefer holds is also a legitimate shita, then it'll be the same thing there. This teretz is very geschmack here. Over here, are you mechuyif to be lazaris yourself to make a mechara? If I have a field and someone's in my field, I'm a chuyiv to be mizar as myself to make a mechal. No chiyuv about me. If I want, I can wait the whole 3 years and not do anything. I can let him have the field. I'm a chuyiv mizar as that's out to me to do it. This rizus. No chiyuv mizar as that's out to me. It's not like mazik. By mazik, if I leave my animal in your field, I'm a chuyiv to as soon as I can to pull him out. A shvuah, I'm afraid to do it right away. I have a field and you're in my field, you're in my house. If I want to let you stay there, I have no chiyuvim, mazaris asatzmi. See, even though that good they held by shvuas and the dar, that chilas b'shia v'sayfe b'pshia z'pshia, over here, will be maida, that chilas b'shia v'sayfe b'aynis is an aynis. So the Ramah doesn't bring that the Agudah argues here. Because over here, he's not mechayiv to be mazaris yisad. It's not mechayiv mazaris asatzmi, so therefore, chilas b'pshia v'sayfe b'aynis is an aynis, even like the Agudah. Yarki, you have to remember this now. It's at least the third time you heard of him. So, like a bechor, but you have to. Okay, what? My bechor is never a chiyuv, right? I can give him the karka, 100%. Adarabbas, it's very good that it doesn't compare. And that's why everyone will agree over here that Chilos Ebshir said by Nisus and I. It has nothing to do with Yenemachlaikis. Yenemachlaikis is we have a chiyuv to do something. Where I'm not mechuyif to do it at all. We had the case of Einus Begit. A man gives his wife a get, and if I don't come back in 30 days. So, and he was Einus the 30th day. So he said the same thing. Is mechuyif to come back? Not mechuyif to come back. If he wants, he can make the get bichal. So, Tchilas Hibshir, Saif of Einus, everyone agrees is an Einus. Any case, you're not mechuyev lazar is atzmai. Everyone agrees. Chilas b'shia sefer b'ayis is an ayis. Only by shvuas is the one place where this aguda is brought, and by mazik would be the same thing. There, chilas b'shia, you're mechuyev to do it as soon as you can. When you're mechuyev to do it as soon as you can, there, chilas b'shia sefer b'ayis is taka. By taguda, at least, is a b'shia. So this is the machlokes again. Chilas b'shia sefer b'ayis. Chazarain, because it comes up all over Shas, the Tushitis, Sofseifis Mahalach, we have a different Mahalach, the Sivis Mahalach. But for today, the Machlaikis, and the Sofseifis Shita, it's very geschmack when you had a kasha last year from Arachayim instead of Teretz. And you come here, and you have the same Teretz, it shims again beautifully. Then there's no Chiyah Lazarus, the Sarzmai, so then it's also Shem Raimis, it's a Raimis. Okay, the only thing that's left is the question of where in Asugya the Lupiyasev saw this exactly. How did Lupiyasev see in our Gemara that everything goes according to the last 30 days? In our Gemara, he was there every year for 30 days. He was there first year, he was there second year, he was there third year. Who says, our Gemara is saying that were it not for the fact that he's Tarei B'Shukah, the fact that he didn't make a mechara the last 30 days makes him lose it. Maybe that's because he was there 30 days three times. Who says, what's the raya? Everything goes according to the last 30 days. So then to see this, Kufmem Gimel Beis, says pshat in the Beis Yosef, who says pshat in the Muki Yosef. And the Kitzer Hadvarim says the following. He says, and it bothers everybody, person was so torrid he couldn't make a mecha after be mounted. The Beis Yosef says that the Muki Yosef holds like the second shot in the Rashbam. This Beis Yosef stems with the second shot, the Yesh Mefarshim. That he said, I was so torrid I couldn't make a mecha. Sucked in the sea this. He was so torrid he couldn't make a mecha. During the 30 days, I understand. But what happened the last day? The very last day, closed up shop. You were doing business as your horse was galloping up in the, off into the sunset. You had 5 minutes at the end. Right? The shuk is over. Everyone closes up. You pack your bags. Your bags are packed already. Your merchandise is packed. You couldn't make a mecha then. So Zach to see this. The Kavaras HaMuki Yosef. That in the third year, the third year ended during the 30 days of the Yom HaShuk. If the third year had ended after the 30 days, there'd be a tiny, you should make a mecha the last day. But the 30 days ended during, the 3 years ended during the 30 days. So he was torrid those last weeks that the 3 years ended, and that's his time. he was here a year ago and 2 years ago. Really, when he was here a year ago, he could have made a mecha at the end of the 30 days when he was packing his bags. And the second year also, he could have made a mecha at the end of the 30 days. So, the Mubi Yosef, why doesn't that mess up his mecha? Why is he to make a mecha? And here we see that you go according to the very last month. That even though in the first year he could have made a mecha at the end of the 30 day, and the second year he could have made a mecha at the end of the 30 day, but since the third year, at the end of the 30 days, he could not make a mecha, so it's too late. 3 years ended during it. That's how the Mukhi Yosef learned from our sugya that everything goes according to the last month or the last week. I don't know how to cut it. The last day? I don't know how you cut it exactly. The last period of time that it's normal to make a mecha, that's the time. So what do we have in the sugya here of Shuki Barai? We'll refer back to it later in this man. Shuki Barai, again, we have two things. We have the first discussion, the Stilus HaRash HaRashbam, which was Ketzais in the Sivis. And then the second discussion in the Mukhi Yosef, which again was a Ketzais and the Sivis on it. And these are the two things that you should chazal well. Tomorrow I'm going to move on to the next Ma'aseh in the Gemara. But I assure you, whatever we talked about in Shuki Barai is going to come up again in Yitz Hashem. The Beis HaLevi on the Stilus HaRashbam is Simon Lamed Vav. All the Beis HaLevi is above the Basra and Chela Gimel. So Chela Gimel, Simon Lamed Vav. I believe it's Ois Aleph. He talks about the Rosh, about Nigel, and about the Rashbam in the next Sugya. But before you do anything, the next Sugya, make sure you understand the Machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos. Don't jump to Mefarshim. If you don't understand the Machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos, then don't jump to the Beis HaLevi. Make sure you understand the difference of agreement, the two shitas, the cases in which they argue. That means you have to learn the Rashbam and Yom HaBeis slowly and carefully. And if you have a hard time with it, come over to me. If you don't understand the machlokes, you're not going to follow anything tomorrow. It's here. So you have to understand the machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos, in the next segment.